Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith or Life. The process is there where we walk by faith and not by sight, where we take the Word of God and we apply the Word of God to our life as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see the demonstration of His power and the manifestation of His Word in us through every circumstance and situation as we trust God by faith and obediently walk in the Word that He's given to us, which would be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto a pathway. So we allow God's Word to be the food in the spirit realm that leads us and shows us how, through the Holy Spirit, how to live, how to act, how to respond. We grab the Word, and why? Because we do it by faith, because we do it by trusting God and trusting that His Word is true, that there is no other option. His Word is just true, and that His Word is the final authority on our life. His Word, not the circumstance, not the enemy, not the world, but the Word of God. And if we trust Him, then we know that He is going to cause us to triumph in this life. He's going to cause us to overcome in this life. And it is not going to be the way that we think. It's going to be according to what His Word says and what He has already ordained for our life. But we're going to be victorious regardless. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals who go through situations, and even though they lived in a different century, it doesn't matter. The Word is still alive. It's still that which we learn, we study, we grow from. We know God. We know His will. We know His plans for us. So we look at the Word of God. We study the Word of God through the lives of those who God has chosen, that God is using. And as we study and see that Word, we see how they went through. We see the walk of faith. We see even their mistakes. We see them grow and change. Or we see them rebel, but we always see the result of that. But those who He's chosen, those who He's called, those who He has appointed, we see the victory of the Lord in their life by faith. And we see them even in the New Testament as heroes of faith, those who have shown faith that is so great or so positive, or faith that is so obedient to the will of God, that the writers in the New Testament have to put them in the books to let us see that their faith did something, it accomplished something. Their obedience caused great victories, not only for them, but for other people, the children of Israel, for their family, for themselves. And we see that. We see that purpose in the hand of God. So we know that by faith, by trusting God, as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, applying the Word, we're going to see some victories. We're going to see some things that are going to manifest. And there's a book that's been written about us. There's a book in heaven that's been written about us, and we're going to be able to see that faith written about us in heaven when we see Jesus. So we want to make sure that we live a life of faith, pleasing unto God, trusting and obeying Him. Today we're going to look in the book of James again, and we're going to hear what God is saying to us again in the book of James. And there are so many things that God is teaching us if we allow Him. If we allow Him, if we apply the Word of God, there are so many things that He wants to show us. And I'm a teachable person. I want God to show me and teach me everything. It doesn't matter what I've already learned or already studied, because there's always more that He can give. So He wants us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And every level that we go to, there's always growth. There's always stretching. There's always maturity. There's always going deeper. And it's always a cutting away, because you're losing you and you're gaining Christ. You're gaining His mind and His heart on how you see things, on how you react to things, on how you treat people, how you show love, how you show mercy and compassion, and all of the fruits of the Spirit that are going to mature and grow in you, even the greater. So we want to be those people that say, God, I want to learn, show me, teach me, stretch me, make me for your glory. In the book of James, we're going to look at this part about favoritism. And when the Lord was showing me this, he really just began to show it to me in an aspect that it is not limited to what we think. It goes into every area of our lives if we allow him to show it to us and teach us. The Word of God says here in James 2nd chapter, and it says in the 8th verse, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as a lawbreaker. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking it all. And if you go up a little bit, it's talking about not showing favoritism and why we're not supposed to show favoritism. It gives us examples about a person, a ruler, letting someone sit at the low seat and the high seat. Jesus even talks to us about favoritism. He even speaks to us about favoritism in the Gospels. And so we understand that we're not supposed to, but we can show favoritism in ways that we don't even know. You can show favoritism to your children, and you can praise or esteem one more than the other. And you're esteeming one more than the other in treatment and words and things that you do or say, how you respond to them. That in itself causes something to happen in the child's heart who believes that you love the other individual more than you love them. You can show favoritism in your marriage. You can show favoritism in your marriage, and that is not good as well. We don't want to show favoritism on our jobs. We want to treat everyone the same. We want to treat everyone with the same respect, with the same appreciation, with the same effort. No matter what their job is, we want to show them that same respect. So favoritism can be shown even there. It doesn't matter if one person is doing something better than the other. When we see it, and we see it through the eyes of the Lord, the Bible talks about a parable that Jesus gave about workers who went out to work, and some began in the morning, and some came in the noonday, and some came right when the work was done, but yet they all got the same pay. You don't need to show favoritism. Give them what they need. Supply them with what they need. The same encouragement. Show it to them. Do not withhold it because you feel like one is not doing as much as the other. Sometimes it takes that encouragement that is equal on the board to make everyone become the team on that job that you need. And if that person is not there to be a team player, their own works, their own conduct, their own behavior is going to be the result of what's going to be sown back to them, but not through your hand, maybe by your boss. And if you are the boss, then you're able to give a righteous judgment of how they act and they behave, so that whenever you discipline them, you have everything that is shown them, I've given you the same that I've given everybody else, but you didn't want it. So we can't show favoritism even on our job. We can't show favoritism in the community. We cannot show favoritism with family members, that we love someone else, a sister or a brother, a cousin or auntie, more than we love the other one. We have to be able to distribute that love equally and give that love equally and show that love equally so that they will know that we care about them too, regardless of it. Everyone is different, so everybody's going to react or respond differently. And so some things may not be exactly what you want, but you have to show it to them. Jesus does not discriminate against us. And we all of his children, all of God's children, don't do the same thing that his word says all the time, consistency. But he always gives us the same love, the same mercy, and the same compassion. He always shows that to us. He always makes sure that we receive what he's telling us, that we receive the life of everything that he's given to us. and we want that same demonstration to be shown in our life. We have to, because if we say that we are his and we belong to him, then we have to give and show that same demonstration of love unto our brothers and our sisters. We have to do that. In the book of John, looking at John 7, and we're going to look at the 24th verse of that, it says, stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment. We sometimes judge according to appearances, what it looks like to us, what it feels like to us, according to our emotions, and not by righteousness. And our judgment has to be in righteousness. Our judgment has to be according to the word of God. And we don't want to make a judgment on appearance, the way someone looks or dressed, that we now cause them to stumble or miss who they should be or in the direction that they should be, or cause them to go backwards because of our own judgment. How we deal with people, how we love them, it all has to be in love anyway. It has to be according to the word of God. And the Holy Spirit will show us, teach us how to handle. If it's one of your children and one is more difficult than the other, then you find the root of what's going on. You find out what's going on, and you begin to allow the Holy Spirit to teach you how to judge, how to handle them, not in a judgment of condemnation, but in love, so that you can give them what they need. And that's what we want. We don't want them to walk away not having what they need, not having what they require. And we want them to be, for the better, all that God has called them to be. So we have to make sure that we give them that. And in the same book, in the 8th chapter of the book of John, we're going to look and see that the same scripture is coming again about judgment. And it says here, you judge by human standards. I will pass on no one. But if you do judge, your decisions are right, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. You have to judge. He's saying here, you're judging me by human standards. I was sent by the Father, and you still don't see it because you're looking at me because it didn't come the way you think. We have to make sure we judge according to the word of God and the will of God. Even in the book of Isaiah 11, verses 3 and 4, it talks about God's righteous judgment. It talks about how God will judge with righteousness and how he's going to demonstrate and give that righteous judgment to the world, to us. So as children of God, we have to make sure that we do not show partiality, and that's something that we have to work on in everything that we do. I'm Pastor Cheryl Bax, and I hope that you've been encouraged in this 15 minutes of empowerment, that we're now looking at ourselves and seeing the areas that we need to work on, me and you both, and we're going to look and live in every area just like the Word says we are. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, and I pray that you have a wonderful worship experience, and we'll see you the same time next week to give God glory, honor, and praise as we grow in the grace of our knowledge and knowledge of our Lord and Savior on Favor Life. God bless you.